Hi, my name is Ima Morabet. I'm a student at The Hague University. I study safety and security management. I'm here with Leila Belhaji. We're here today to discuss how we can further crime reporting on sexual assault. Leila, maybe you can introduce yourself.
I'm a student at the University of Applied Sciences here in Amsterdam, and I'm going to do an internship at Amnesty International, where I'll also be doing my thesis.
And what do you study again?
Public administration.
All right, so the problem we're discussing is focused on the crime reporting on sexual assault. Victim surveys reveal that around 170,000 people are affected or have experienced sexual assault in the Netherlands, and the police reports reveal that only around 8,000 people have actually reported this problem. So we've already have implemented policies, for example, the Danish rape centers, where the focus is on having all of the, or at least most of the care, taking in one place, so to have multidisciplinary centers, so that we minimize re-victimization. Or secondary victimization. So we have specialized, for example, specialized doctors, nurses, social workers, or even lawyers. In the Netherlands, it's also implemented. We have Centrum Seksueel Geweld, so the Centrum for Sexual Violence. But it works. We have made progress. More and more people are coming forward to the center. But we're not nearly as close to that number that was revealed in the victim survey. So what I want to propose is to expand this idea and to also have specialized lawyers. Like there are specialized lawyers, but they aren't working or collaborating with this center. And to have a new concept, and that is to have specialized police officers. So studies show that most of the reasons why people don't come forward lies with the criminal justice system. They think that they won't be taken seriously. Besides the stigma that's around it, they don't think they're going to be taken serious, or that the criminal justice system is ineffective, that it won't help them. They are also aware that even though they don't know the exact term, they are afraid of secondary victimization. So what I want to talk about is how we can, or what the success rate would be in the Netherlands if we would implement this, and if it's even possible to implement this. So, Leila, what do you think?
Well, I think that's a lot of information, and I still need to process it because the difference between the actual victims and the people reporting it is huge. And I definitely think there should develop new policies to stimulate people to report their crimes. So I think it's very important that these policies will be on the political agenda. And I think it's a problem that needs to be solved rather sooner than later. I think it's been a problem for way too long. It's been normalized, and there are so many women and men that feel unsafe, and that's just not the way it should be. The criminal justice, the police, they should be there to help people, and they should not be scared. And if people are feeling like they can't come and tell their story, there that should be a sign that the system isn't working, and they should focus on how to fix that problem. Like, why are they scared to come forward? And they should do something with that. And with the specialized lawyers and the specialized police, I think that could make a difference because they know what they're talking about and they are dealing with women, with people that have been through the same trauma. So I think that will help a lot in this problem.
And having like special specialized police officers or social workers or doctors even, etc., that you acknowledge that it is a problem. So that makes most of the victims feel more at ease.
Exactly. So if they come with the specialized police officers and the doctors and social workers, they realize, hey, I'm not the only one because there's actually someone specialized in exactly what I'm going through, and they will not feel so alone anymore.
So we can say that the public is ready for such an ID.
Exactly. And more importantly, the survivors are ready, and I think the focus should be on them.
More than the perpetrator or
Exactly.
more on the
Because
stigma and label.
because they're getting away with it.
So there are in the how do yeah in the political a lot of let me rephrase that. A lot of political figures do openly well downsize the problem, to say the least. Let me quote our favorite person, Donald Trump. Grab him by the pussy, for example.
Exactly.
So, do you think that the
That's the perfect example of how sexual assault and is being normalized. Because he's saying that with full pride, trying to be funny or something about a woman.
or men?
But he is
Oh,
talking.
yeah, okay, well.
He's talking about a woman, a successful woman by that, and he's actually belittling her by saying grab her by the pussy, and that's he's not respecting her. And the fact that he's saying that, he's actually giving a free pass to all the other women and men to sexually assault others, and that makes people feel like they're overreacting when they are, in fact, being sexual assaulted.
So do you think that the public is ready? Do you think the political
Well, at
field
the
of work is
moment, there is the Me Too movement. Of course, that women and men are standing up because they are being sexual assaulted. And I think that is the first step to tell people that time's up, you know, it's time
To
for a
change.
to change for a new policy. And I if that's not
Reason.
a reason to put the problem on the political agenda, I don't know what is, because millions, well, thousands, millions maybe even are feeling unsafe in our society, and people are not acknowledging that, and they're downsizing the problem.
So I think our time's up. Leila, thank you for being here.
You're
Thank you
welcome.
for all your input. So
Well, thank you for having me.
yeah, of course. So that was it.
Yeah, and good luck.
Thank you.